And so put yourself in Obed-Edom's shoes, okay? You're there and you're going through a rough time and you're having difficulties, and probably Obed-Edom is just like, you know, every other person in those days, you know, roughing it out and working hard and trying to make ends meet and, you know, trying to do right, and it's struggling and it's battling constantly, day in and day out, a constant fight for survival, and all of a sudden, God comes into the picture. And God rests there. And the power of God's glory flows so much because he's resting there that things start changing in his life. The Bible says that his whole household was blessed. Everything that he had was blessed. Increase came. The word blessing means complete breakthrough in every area of your life. Financial, physical, mental, every area of your life. Because of the power of God's glory. Now fast forward a little bit, okay? 3 months later. David's asking, okay, I wonder what's going on. Has God killed Obed-Edom yet? Has he destroyed his entire family yet? Has he destroyed the entire town yet? And word comes back to David and they say, King David, no. Obed-Edom is still alive. Not only is he still alive, God is blessing Obed-Edom. And so 3 months later, David goes back. Now this time, of course, he follows proper procedure in the quorum. He gets the priest. They carry the Ark of the Covenant on their shoulders. Not only that, just in case, you know, they sacrifice every few steps. They make a brand new sacrifice to please God until they get back to the city of David. What happened to Obed-Edom? If you read that story and you don't dig in a little deeper, you say, well, nothing else happened to Obed-Edom. Can you imagine hosting God in your house for 3 months? Imagine having a great guest in your house and after 3 months, that person leaves. How's your household after that? I know when I have guests over, you know, even if I don't like them that much, after they leave, I kind of miss them. Now imagine you have somebody that you really enjoy having, and this is God. And after 3 months, God leaves. Wouldn't your heart ache a little bit? Wouldn't you feel a little lonely? Wouldn't you say, you know what, I kind of miss having God here. Obed-Edom could not stay where he was anymore. He missed God so much that he decided to go work in the temple, in the tent. And not only God, the Bible says that God blessed Obed-Edom with multiple sons. And all of his sons became basically gatekeepers in the house of the Lord. So this is, listen guys, listen, this is amazing, okay? He couldn't stand being away from the presence of God. God made such an impact on his life that he needed to leave wherever he was and go back to where God was and say, Lord, I want to dwell in your house, in your presence every day of my life. Is that the kind of passion you have this morning? That is, in a nutshell, the power of God's glory. Now listen to this verse. And so we are transfigured, much like the Messiah. Our lives gradually becoming brighter and more beautiful as God enters our lives and we become more like him. Like him. How is your life this morning? Are you struggling? Are you baffled? Are you being buffeted by life circumstances? I'm here to tell you that if you allow the power of God's glory to dwell in your house, in your life will be completely and totally transformed. But you got to open the door. The knock has come. Will you open the door? The invitation has been given to you. Would you want to have God in your life? It is up to you and up to me to say yes. So what is glory? Let's go through your, now we can go through your outline real quick. What is glory? What does it mean to live a life of glory? Number one, that we live in the glory of the Lord. In the glory of the Lord. Our competence comes from God. Consider this. We have available to us right now God's presence. I mean, I could stop right there and we can go home and have a great party. But it doesn't end there. We have God's presence. God's power. God's protection, God's provisions, God's promises, God's purposes. What else can you want? All of that is available to us because of the power of God's glory in our lives. That's why Paul could say, look, God has not given me a spirit of fear. That's why I can walk confidently knowing that I am God's and God is mine, and we're going to be victorious in every single situation, no matter what it is. Now, you may say, well, listen, that was then. This is now. The Ark of the Covenant left, right? Except that with the death of Jesus Christ on the cross. Now, hang on to this, okay? Because it's going to blow your mind. With the death of Jesus on the cross and our reconciliation to God the Father, no longer does the power of God's glory rest in the Ark of the Covenant. No longer does the power of God's glory rest in a temple or in a tent or in a mountaintop or in a cave or in a building. Where'd it go? Here's the secret. That same power that blessed Obed-Edom that was there resting in his house in the Ark of the Covenant now rests inside of you and of me. The same. Behold, God is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. The same power, the same presence, the same protection, the same provision, the same promises, the same purpose, the same, 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 the same. So why in the world are we going to live lives that are mediocre spiritually? Or failing lives? Or lives of lack? Why in the world are we going to live lives like that when God Himself, through the power of the Holy Spirit, now lives in me? Listen, if this doesn't blow your mind, I don't know what else will. Because this, when it boils down to it, this is it. This is the whole plan. from the beginning of time, this was the whole plan, that God would dwell in you. Wow. Now, what does it mean to live in God's glory? It means that the glory, that we now live in the glory of His law. Now consider this, that the characteristics of the covenant of Jesus brought to us that the law was no longer going to be written in stone, okay, or in paper and papyrus, no more. Now the law was going to be written where? In our hearts. It was not going to be written by ink, but it was going to be written by the Spirit. It was not a law of legalisms, of do's and don'ts, but it was a law of what? Of life. There is freedom in God. And the law does not condemn, but brings righteousness. And the law does not fade, but what? Has what? Surpassing glory. Basically, the Lord is saying, look, I'm going to dwell in you. I'm going to write my law in your hearts. You will know it. God doesn't want you to know scripture in order for you to fill your head with all that knowledge and say, oh, look at me. Look how much I know. No, what God wanted is to take that word, plant it in your heart, in order for that word to grow in your life and bring about fruit. That is the power of God's glory. Remember, back then it was all ceremonial. It was all ritual. It was all, you know, get up, get down, go there, go here, do this, do that, kill this animal, kill that animal, bring this, you know. It was very ritualistic, and people went through the motions mechanically, and God said, no, I am sick of it. God said that. I says, it stinks. It stinks. No more. Don't bring me any more sacrifices of bulls and rams and goats and grain offerings, because your hearts, you're doing all of this outwardly, but your hearts are so far away from me that it stinks. Draw near to me and I will what? Draw near to you. Present yourselves as living sacrifices, holy and acceptable in His sight. That's what God wants. Because ultimately, I know what you're thinking, you know, because this is the way it is. Oh, so you mean, Pastor Reggie, that if I'm walking, you know, just like God blessed Obed-Edom and everything that he had, God's going to bless me? Yes. I can guarantee you that. But this is a final point, okay? This is the final point. What God really wants to do through His presence in your life is that each and every day, this glory will turn you into His likeness. The glory of His likeness. Consider Moses' experience. Okay? He was transformed by the presence of God as he met God in Mount Sinai, right? And he was so transformed by the power of God that when he came down from the mountain, people couldn't even look at him. They had to put a veil on him. He was a reflection of God's glory. Can you imagine if people all around us, I mean, not that we are going to glow like glow sticks or anything like that, but imagine if people looked at you and say, wait a minute, there's something about you that I need to know more about. Because you reflect. You reflect God's glory. You are transformed by His glory. You live with increasing glory. You are going from one victory to the next, from one glory to the next. What more could we possibly want? And so every day, our longing, our prayer, our desire, our passion should be every single day to wake up in the morning and say, how can I be like Jesus? How can I reflect God's glory? How can I be a carrier of God's presence not only for my own sake, but for the sake of so many people around me. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. God is waiting for you to open that door and invite him in. Pray with me, please. Lord, we pray that this word would be our guide, that your spirit would be our teacher, and that the image of Jesus, the likeness of Jesus, the power of Jesus, that the power of your glory would be our single and most important concern. I pray, Lord, that as a result of us opening our hearts to you, every area of our lives, every area of our lives would be blessed. Lord, I pray for individuals in this community of faith right here who are struggling financially and looking for employment and are struggling, Lord, in a lot of areas of their lives. And I pray, oh God, that this very day they would grab a hold of this truth. That they would grab a hold of this truth. That you are living inside of them. And there is no lack with you. There's provision and power and protection and promise. That you've called us, Lord. You said, Lord, that those who are believers, out of their inmost being, would flow rivers of living water. I pray, oh God, that if somebody here who's listened to this message and has heard the knock, I pray, Lord, that they would open their hearts to understand this mystery of your power. May we be like Obed-Edom, obedient enough to open and embrace. Not just for a day or two or a week or two or a month or two, but forever. And if that's a prayer of your heart, say amen.
Amen. Amen.